my friends, from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday. If you live in Sheridan County, it's a very happy Wednesday indeed. Frat boy Cyrus Western has wisely decided to throw in the towel in the 2024 election. In an effort not to plagiarize his own comments to the Sheridan Press, he kept it pretty simple. Quote, "My focus needs to be starting a family. That's my number one priority. It's been an incredible experience. It's tough. I really love this job and what I'm doing, but I can't lose sight of my family." A very wise decision, Cyrus. Wise indeed. It's going to save me a heck of a lot of time since I don't have to focus on your defeat in the upcoming election. Although I do have one pretty big concern in the whole matter. At some point in the future, there's going to be little Cyrus Westerns running around. All right, that one was a little tongue-in-cheek. But at least Cyrus has more time to spend at his real home in Colorado, and he can stop bugging us with all of his incendiary remarks. But the truth is, Cyrus Western probably saw the handwriting on the wall, that he was facing a very tough re-election battle, and the odds were that he wasn't going to win the next election. The only question left now is, who are they going to run in his place? Or perhaps a better question than that is, who do they think they have that can beat Lori Bratton? Who knows? Only time will tell. They've got about a month left before the filing period. If I had to guess, though, I'd say that they already had it planned well before this legislative session. Close observation of the events of the House chamber would have revealed that there were several measures that were handed off to different representatives that weren't exactly flattering positions, or to give speeches that they probably didn't write themselves and only had one result that kind of made you throw up in your mouth a little bit. Here's our pal Frat Boy.
If we close our eyes, we can see that future. One where our communities are full of our kids, achieving their full potential. One where those kids are driving research and innovation and creating a strong and robust economy full of opportunity for all. For like America, this is what Wyoming is about. It is the uncrossed desert and the unclimbed ridge. It is the star that is not reached and is the harvest that is sleeping in the unplowed ground.
Barf. And if that weren't bad enough, Cowboy State Politics discovered that it wasn't Cyrus that first wrote that speech. In fact, it wasn't him at all. Lyndon Baines Western stole it from this guy.
"For this is what America is all about. It is the uncrossed desert and the unclimbed ridge. It is the star that is not reached and the harvest that's sleeping the unplowed ground."
Cyrus Western had all sorts of political problems, so it's completely understandable that he wouldn't want to face them when it comes election time. All I have to say is,
happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Yeah, no more Cyrus Western, but we got to keep our eyes peeled for whomever they're going to run in his place. No doubt it'll be a redcoat just like Cyrus Western. In other Sheridan news, the Sheridan City Council gave away about $500,000 of your money to organizations that don't necessarily need it, nor are entitled to it. The infamous 1% funds. Counties, cities, municipalities all across the state of Wyoming for a long time have been giving your 1% tax dollars to all sorts of organizations and groups that are specifically prohibited from having them according to the Wyoming Constitution. Article 16, Section 6, and I quote, Neither the state nor any county, city, township, town, school district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual, association, or corporation except for necessary support of the poor. End quote. Politicians all across the state of Wyoming have tried to use that last little phrase to justify all of their political contributions. Necessary support for the poor. Can somebody please explain to me how trout can be poor? Or little kitties? I know they're cute, but they're not capable of possessing money and therefore cannot be poor. The Sheridan Press published a very long list with very large numbers so that everyone could see exactly how their tax dollars are being spent. Well, not exactly. You could see where the donations went to, but there's no accounting for how those dollars are spent. It's just a donation. Specifically what the Wyoming Constitution prevents. Here's just a couple of the top ones that caught my attention. The Sheridan Downtown Association, $60,000. First, anytime you hear the word association, that doesn't mean government. That means private entity. Okay, so a private entity made up of all the downtown businesses and outfits that have a spot down on Main Street are given $60,000 of your money to promote downtown, presumably. Again, please explain to me how this helps the poor in any way, shape, or form, and instead, how it doesn't help private businesses. Here's another good one. Powder River Basin Trout Unlimited Chapter 615, $10,000. Trout Unlimited. Where, oh, where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder if the Sheridan City Council realizes they just gave money to an organization that opposes the Keystone Pipeline, is in favor of a carbon tax, and that same group lobbied against the Trump administration for reversing the Obama administration's controversial Waters of the United States rule. That's the rule that basically would have forfeited all Wyoming water rights. And it's not like I'm going to keep reminding you, but to remind you, you just gave money to this group. The causes that these people advocate for really should make your blood pressure go up a notch or two, but their main funders are really interesting. All of what I'm about to tell you is going to come off sounding really conspiratorial, but it's absolutely the truth. There is a huge network of Democrat-leaning organizations that have front groups that are associated with all sorts of conservation efforts, one of which happens to be Trout Unlimited. Top on the list of people that give Trout Unlimited money is this group called the Burger Action Fund, which it was formerly named the Wies Action Fund, as in Hans-Jörg Wies, a Swiss cajillionaire who happens to be one of the top guys at the World Economic Forum. A 2015 memo from the Wies Foundation unveiled plans to spend $100 million over the next 5 years on voter registration and outreach. The memo, which detailed the Wies Foundation's political plans and strategy, ultimately ended up in the hands of the Democrat National Committee. This created a bit of controversy for the Wies Foundation, as they're listed as a nonprofit group and they're barred from funding explicitly partisan political projects. Between 2010 and 2017, the Burger Fund, the Wies Action Fund, granted $1.29 million to the New Venture Fund and $12.4 million to the 1630 Fund. In April of 2021, the New York Times criticized the Burger Action Fund for its grants to the 1630 Fund, a 501c4 funding and fiscal sponsorship nonprofit part of the $731 million dark money network managed by Arabella Advisors, which is a consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Now, this left-wing group was mainly created to aid Democrats in elections and sponsored by Arabella Advisors' $731 million dark money network through the 1630 Fund, and all of it probably originated with the Wies Foundation. In 2016, Leaked emails, which were exposed by WikiLeaks, revealed that senior officials at the Vice Foundation shared the details of that $100 million five-year strategy that I told you about a little bit ago with none other than John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, just before the 2016 election, and that potentially constituted illicit partisan activity. The memo recommended that from 2016 to 2020, the foundation should spend $24 million on anti-voter ID litigation and automatic voter registration advocacy, $25 million on, quote, engagement work among existing voters, and $50 million on a, quote, registration surge among progressive demographics designed to transform the electorate. And these folks, or should I say these folks, are one of the major funders of Trout Unlimited, the organization that the Sheridan City Council just gave $10,000 to. So that's one of them. Now, while they get money directly from the Burger Action Fund, they also get more of Hans-Jörg Wiese's money via the New Venture Fund. I mentioned them earlier. When talking about all of these shadowy groups, and make no mistake, they absolutely are, you really shouldn't pay any attention to what their name is, Trout Unlimited or otherwise. In other words, if it has a flowery-sounding name to it, they're doing exactly the opposite of what they're telling you. We'll get back to all of the stupid things and shadowy groups that the Sheridan City Council has given your money to in just a second. But first, a completely outrageous profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena, or maybe you need a big giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. Again, 307-674-2532. They're the best at what they do, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. One cool thing that they do is they pour concrete pillars and then insert a steel beam inside them and then pour the foundation on top. That way, there's going to be no way that water can get underneath your building and ruin it. You'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of their competitors. So it doesn't really matter what type of building you've been thinking about. Give Nick and Jesse a call. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's Wednesday, my friends, and you know what that means. Gun of the Week time from Gunrunner Auctions. The Gun of the Week is a favorite of mine. It's lot number 168. It's a Remington 760 Game Master 308 pump action. The long 22-inch barrel has an excellent bore. It has fixed front sights and a white diamond-marked adjustable rear sight. Right now, it's fitted with a Bushnell 3x9 scope with duplex reticle and clear optics. It has a 98% blue finish with some light marks on it. It includes an excellent blue detachable factory magazine and a very good leather sling. This is the go-to rifle for many years, and it's got many more left into it. And it can be yours. It's lot number 168 at thegunrunner.com. Are you thinking about buying or selling property? Well, if you are, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. That agent is Rebecca Bechtel at Compass Real Estate. She's lived in Jackson for over 20 years, and she has her fingers on the pulse of the real estate market all across the state of Wyoming. So it doesn't matter if you're buying or selling, make sure that you give Rebecca a call. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. One more time, 307-699-3519. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to D.C. before it's too late. Go to ReedRaisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
And now, back to the program. Another group that Trout Unlimited gets money from is called American Rivers. That's a nice-sounding group of people, isn't it? Well, they would be if they weren't absolutely opposed to natural gas exploration through hydraulic fracking and claim that fracking leads to pollution of the surface and groundwater. They're also major proponents of climate change. The organization also works to protect rivers against the effects of climate change, arguing that global warming will increase storms, which will increase flooding and put water quality at risk. And to top it all off, American Rivers opposes most hydroelectric dams. It views the dams as obsolete and responsible for the extinction of many species. It's also very skeptical of the value of hydroelectric power and is generally opposed to any new dams. And by the way, everything I'm telling you in this episode is available at the website influencewatch.org. That's the same one that I tell you about all the time, that if there's a shadowy group you're curious about, you can find them on Influence Watch. It's an excellent website that's footnoted all over the place. It's got tax documents. Anything you want to find out about these groups, you can find it on Influence Watch. I've put a link to their website and the specific entry of Trout Unlimited at the website so that you can read it on your own. But our story with Trout Unlimited would not be complete without a Wyoming connection. The George B. Storer Foundation. I just love them. They're involved in what seems like every single Democrat effort in the state of Wyoming. Their president and CEO is Representative Liz Storer from Jackson, a Democrat. She and her husband, Luther Probst, who is a Teton County Commissioner, helped start Trout Unlimited. And they fund it through Liz Storer's family's foundation. Now, the George B. Storer Foundation is also an interesting group of folks. They're involved in all things environmentalism and left-wing political advocacy. Liz Storer and her foundation helped start what was called Ella Wyoming, which later turned into her political advocacy group, Better Wyoming. You've probably seen some Facebook posts from those guys. They're an interesting group. To the Pravda on the Platte. In an October 2018 article entitled, Feisty Group Better Wyoming Uses Divisive Attacks to Push Progressive Politics, and I quote, while colorful political opinions abound in online comments, social media rants, and letters to the editor, Better Wyoming is tied to Wyoming's mainstream left. It was created as a communications arm of Forward Wyoming, a left-leaning political group backed by Jackson philanthropist Liz Storer, who also funds the liberal political consulting firm Ella Wyoming. And just wait until I tell you who the head of Better Wyoming is. But anyhow, in a November 2016 article from Wildfile entitled Ella LLC, the Wyoming Democrats' secret weapon, and I quote, in Ella's tiny office on Laramie's North 4th Street, young, digital-savvy data whizzes have been working to give Wyoming Democrats an edge in a state where election to the legislature for members of that party has been an uphill battle for some years. The consulting agency and a nonprofit organization the Republican Party has accused them of colluding with to swing elections both have roots with Liz Storer, a wealthy progressive who runs her family's George B. Storer Foundation out of Jackson Hole. The Storer Foundation is also a major donor to Wyofile. End quote. Better Wyoming, which is what Ella Wyoming turned into, is run by a guy named Nate Martin. He is the husband of Democrat Representative Carly Provenza from Laramie. Nate Martin is a radical left-wing activist. Recently, Nate Martin's outfit, Better Wyoming, has been advocating for Medicaid expansion and increased access to abortion, right up the lane of Sheridan City Council Republican politics. Liz Storer and her foundation have founded a number of Wyoming, quote-unquote, conservation groups. Trout Unlimited, Muley Fanatics, there's a whole big long list of them. And all of them have what they call a conservation front, but really what they're doing in the background is advocacy for all sorts of left-wing politics. If you poke around on Influence Watch, you'll find all sorts of different connections between all of these people. Really, it's like a big giant spider web, and it's really hard to track down where the money comes from and where it goes. The only thing we know for this episode is that a whole bunch of it goes to Trout Unlimited. As I always tell you, my friends, show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. And in the case of Trout Unlimited, they have some very shadowy friends. The George B. Storer Foundation, Hans-Jörg Wyss, the New Venture Fund, who, by the way, is funded at least in part by Bill and Melinda Gates. There's a whole bunch of them, and you, unknowingly, just hopped into bed with them. And then finally, there's the larger question. Please explain to me why giving $10,000 to Trout Unlimited is in any way helping the poor, which is the only way that expenditure is authorized by the Wyoming Constitution. Back to the big long list of picking winners and losers in 1% handouts and paying off your political friends for just a second. The Sheridan City Council, or rather you, gave the Sheridan Chamber of Commerce a check for $50,000. Again, same question here. Explain to me how that in any way helps the poor. But let's just talk about what the Chamber of Commerce is for just a second. It is a coalition of private business owners who are engaged in an effort to bolster business for the town. In other words, this is an association with the sole goal of making more money. And if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you get all sorts of advertising and benefits for your business under the auspices of generating more economic development for the town. First question, what does the Sheridan City Council have any business whatsoever in private enterprise? Why is the Sheridan City Council in bed with private businesses? Now, I realize that this is not a unique situation to Sheridan, Wyoming. It happens in probably every single town in Wyoming, but it's not the proper role of government. Government is not to be engaged in private business. Really, their role is pretty simple. Keep the streets smooth. It's probably a good thing to have a police force. A fire department wouldn't be a bad idea. And just administer the business of the city. That's it. Nowhere in that role of government is it listed, get involved with private business. And secondly, and I do keep repeating this question because it's absolutely an important one, how does giving $50,000 of taxpayer money to the Chamber of Commerce help the poor? It doesn't. And therefore, a whole bunch of things listed in that Sheridan Press article are absolutely unconstitutional. Voting in favor of this ridiculous list of handouts was Rich Bridger, Greg Luman, Terry Weasel Weitzel, Steve Brantz, and Aaron Linden. Andy Patzig and Kristen Jennings were the only two Sheridan City Council members to vote against this ridiculous list of handouts. And before I let you go for today, let's just talk for a minute about what the main purpose of 1% funds are. Originally, as they were intended, it was for capital construction projects, to be able to raise money in a community to fix things like, the giant pothole that's out in front of my new house. Or perhaps to buy a new piece of equipment to further the essential functions of government. It was never intended by the Wyoming legislature for 1% funds to be a big giant giveaway of taxpayer dollars. But that, my friends, is exactly what it's turned into. And let's not forget that the giveaway, at least in part, went to some radical left-wing organizations. So, if you're a member of the Sheridan City Council and you voted for this socialistic redistribution of wealth in a small Wyoming town, you should be expecting a request for comment from me. We're going to talk about why you're funding radical left-wing organizations that are fundamentally against the very industries and people that pay those tax dollars. Isn't that just great? Your government using your money against you. Yes, indeed. The very dirty little swamp. That'll about do it for today's installment of Cowboy State Politics. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday during Weekend Update. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.